Running outdated versions of third-party applications makes your entire IT environment vulnerable to attacks by malicious code. Needless to say, patch management is essential to your security strategy. However, an IT organization can consume a whole lot of time and resources acquiring, testing, and installing software patches. My name is James Hilliard. Glad to be here on this episode of Connection Point, where I am joined by Sam Tessier. He is a systems engineer with VMware, going to tell us about a solution that makes patch management more efficient, mitigates those risks I mentioned, and basically strengthens your overall computer security. And Sam, appreciate you taking time and joining me again.
Thank you.
I think we can all agree, patch management, keeping our systems secure, ongoing challenge. It's going to continue well into the future. What help do you have for us, though, today?
So patch management is definitely an issue that all organizations face, and VMware has addressed that need, not just within our customer base, but for prospective customers as well, by recently making an acquisition of a company called Shavlik. And so for those of you who aren't familiar with the company Shavlik, Shavlik is a software company that started about 10, 15 years ago, and it's specifically focused on enterprise patch management. So they're a very robust solution, mature in the space, and recognized as an industry leader. And as of just recently now, that acquisition has been finalized, and we've got these offerings on the VMware price list. And so what that basically is now known as is vCenter Protect Essentials and vCenter Protect Essentials Plus, as well as vCenter Protect Update Catalog. And so really what these solutions provide is enterprise patch management for your entire environment. So I'll just give you a quick overview of what patch management entails. Really, I look at it as a convenience product. So this isn't necessarily rocket science. What this is solving is a problem that takes a lot of manpower, a lot of man hours to solve, which is how do I assess what patches and vulnerability remediations are necessary for my entire environment, all my desktops and all my servers, and then how do I actually get that content out there? Not to mention, how do I get the content in the first place, those patches and so on, into my environment so that I can distribute them out to all of my devices? So this software is something that's going to take care of all of that, all from a single console, and also provide strong and robust enterprise reporting capabilities to see the status of your environment.
And it can give a lot of time back to IT orgs and take a lot of that mundane patch management off their hands with an automated approach. Does vCenter Protect, does it work with Microsoft apps only, or does it also keep other third-party kind of Windows-based apps up to date as well?
No, so it's actually beyond Microsoft apps. So not just Microsoft as the software publisher. So we do, of course, have all of the patch content that's made readily available by Microsoft for their supported OSs on the desktop and the server and their supported applications. But we actually go beyond that from a Microsoft perspective. We actually include application patches for older versions of MS Office and their other apps, as well as their older versions of Windows Desktop and Server that they no longer support and no longer provide patches for. We actually provide that patch content as well. And then we have a very broad base of third-party software vendors that we provide patch content for. So there's over 30 of them to date, and we have some docs that we can share that show you the full list of all the different patch vendors that we integrate into our patch management solution. But the big names are Java, as well as Citrix and Skype and Mozilla, so all of the browser updates for your non-Internet Explorer browsers, Google Chrome as well, and then, of course, all of the Adobe patches for Adobe Reader and Flash and so on and so forth.
All right, good stuff on that. What about in terms of vCenter Protect being able to be my patch management tool for my physical machines as well as my virtual machines? Again, of course, we're talking to you from VMware.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm glad you brought that up. It's a good thing to point out. This is not just a solution for your virtual environment. So even though it does have the VMware badge on it and it's a VMware vCenter solution, it absolutely will help you take care of the portion of your devices that are physical still. And so chances are at least half of your environment, especially on the desktop side, is going to be still physical with plans to stay that way potentially. And so that said, this is a solution that's been patching physical devices for the better part of the last decade, and of course is wholly supported inside of a virtual environment. And then one other thing to note about virtual device patching, it actually has some virtualization-specific patch features, like the ability to patch VM templates and offline virtual machines as well.
Sam, let me ask you this. How do antivirus solutions fit into this the picture of overall kind of patch management and keeping our systems up to date and safe?
Sure. Yeah, so I mentioned a couple of additions here that are going to be in this release or that are available today. So vCenter Protect Essentials and Essentials Plus, and those are two different additions. In the Essentials Plus edition, which is the bigger edition, we're actually including antivirus in there as a product. So we licensed the VIPR antivirus engine, and if you have an environment where you're not particularly married to one antivirus vendor or another, you can actually just simply leverage the antivirus capabilities that are built in to vCenter Protect Essentials Plus and manage the antivirus state of all of your systems from the same console that you would deploy patches from. And as far as the VIPR antivirus engine goes, it's actually an award-winning antivirus engine that's received a lot of accolades from the industry.
Microsoft System Center is deployed widely. Any issues? How does vCenter Protect work kind of in conjunction with those current deployments?
So the third offering that I mentioned is called vCenter Protect Update Catalog. And so this is an offering that's specifically honed for customers that are using System Center Configuration Manager today already. So one of the objections or the obstacles that we've had in the past when we talk about our patch management solution with prospective customers is the fact that in many cases, customers are using System Center to manage their desktops and their servers. And so they like the patch management capabilities that we have and the broad patch universe that we can provide to them, you know, the third-party patches in particular, but they can't really roll out a solution that has a lot of functional overlap with what they already have in System Center. So what we've done is create this new offering, vCenter Protect Update Catalog, which basically is a bolt-on piece that doesn't require deploying a full server as the normal vCenter Protect Essentials and Essentials Plus would. Instead, it's just a piece that they can bolt on to their existing System Center environment, which will, on a regular basis, just pull down all of our patch content, and they'll subscribe to that, and just inject it into their existing System Center environment, and basically enrich it with the strong ecosystem of third-party patches and everything that they want. And then, basically, they can leverage their System Center environment to deploy those patches and then report against them.
Hey, Sam, as always, appreciate your time and you joining me here on Connection Point.
Thank you very much.
And if you would like some more information on VMware's IT management solutions, you can turn to the PC Connection family of companies. You can contact your account manager today to learn how their on-staff experts can help you optimize and secure your virtual and physical environments. You can also visit pcconnection.com/vCenter if you would like to hear more from Sam. This page features a related podcast on tools to monitor and manage your virtual environment. You can also give us a call at 1-800-800-0014. And if you would like to email, just type in connect@pcconnection.com. I'm James Hilliard. That's going to wrap up this edition of Connection Point.